I'm going to show you my age by telling you that in the late 1970s and the early 80s, there was a group called Queen. Anybody remember that group? Okay. Freddie Mercury, who had the most amazing voice, they're known for songs like Bohemian Rhapsody and other things like that. But the one song that they sang that just grabbed my attention, and maybe it was because of what was happening in my life at that time, was the song called Under Pressure. And they did it in such a beautiful way that you could feel the pressure as they sang the song about, does anyone else ever feel pressure? And I was thinking earlier this morning about so many of you who've come from different places in the world and have come to Canada and you have come to school, what your journey has been like and maybe how you're feeling today. Did you feel pressure leaving, and did you feel pressure arriving? And once you got here, were things different than what you thought they were going to be? And how have you dealt with it? And are you feeling pressure with the language? And are you feeling pressure with the culture? And are you feeling pressure with school and with grades? And for those of you who may be going on to college or university, are you feeling every day the sense of some weight just kind of pushing you down because am I doing well enough? Am I going to get to where I want to be? Are you feeling pressure from home? Are you feeling pressure from within? Saying all that to say that the book that what we're looking at this morning, and so just a reminder, what we're doing is we started on this spiritual journey way back almost a year ago, saying that we're going to cover all the books of the Bible. We're not going in chronological order, but just touching on them and trying to get some themes and insights into our own life. And the book of Galatians is an amazing book because it deals with pressure, under pressure. And right from the very beginning of the book until the end of the book, you could feel this sense of weight bearing down on us. It's interesting how the Bible was written. I always thought for many, many years that when we came to the New Testament, that Matthew was the first book written, and then Mark, and then Luke, and then John, and then Paul's writings came down the road. That's not true. The first New Testament book that was written is probably the book that we're looking at today, the book of Galatians. Paul wrote the first New Testament book, the book of Galatians. After that was probably 1 Thessalonians, and after that was probably another one of Paul's writings. And he begins the New Testament, the new age of freedom in Christ, dealing with, are you feeling pressure? And the book of Galatians is, Paul is a little bit upset. At our second service today, I'm going to preach a sermon entitling it this way, Hide, Everybody, Paul is Angry. He's angry because people are putting pressure on other people. Even though the cultures are different, Jew and Gentile coming together, the Jewish people are trying to say, yes, we're free in Christ, however, you must boom, 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 keeping all of these traditions of the past. And what it did was it just put a huge amount of weight on people where it was never intended to be. Paul says in Galatians chapter 5, it is for freedom that Christ Jesus has set you free. Do not let yourselves be burdened again with a teaching or a yoke, a teaching of slavery. There is such a thing as self-induced pressure. Pressure that comes from within. Am I welcomed enough? Am I being gracious enough? And on and on and on. It's questioning ourselves constantly when Christ has come along to say, this is for you. I am for you. And sometimes how we've interpreted scriptures can sometimes cause pressure. And it's really difficult to change any of the preconditioned thoughts and teachings that we have embraced for years, and maybe look at scriptures from a different lens and think, I'm not so sure about this. And we feel pressure from, am I watering down the scriptures if I accept the grace of Jesus Christ without looking at all those responsibilities that I think I'm supposed to have? And that causes a great deal of pressure. For example, one of the teachings of Jesus were these words, and I'll read it from a different translation than I have. This is not found in Galatians, but it's recorded in several places. Just listen to what Jesus says, and then I want to ask you a question of, how do you interpret that? Here goes. Jesus says, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Now just let that rest for a moment. And I suspect there's two ways of looking at that scripture. Let me go with you on these two ways that I see it. You can see Jesus saying this. Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many go through it. But small is the gate, and narrow is the road that leads to life. And only a few of you will find it. Or the way that I think Jesus intended. I think the way Jesus intended was this. Enter through the narrow gate. Wide is the gate, broad is the road that leads to destruction. Many go through it, but small is the gate, and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only a few will find it. Meaning, my interpretation that I think is right. Meaning, Jesus is saying, religion has created such pressure and such distinction and such prejudice and such exclusiveness. And I have come to show the opposite of that. I've come to offer myself and give you freedom and love and joy. I want to remove that pressure from your life. I want you to know that you're accepted and to live a life of grace and goodness and welcome and joy and forgiveness. And it's all for you. But only a few people will really get it because we've been so preconditioned to live with pressure that when freedom comes, we say it can't be right. When all along, he's come to say, I have come so that you may have life and have it abundantly. He's not saying that when you die, you go to heaven, which is quite true, but we say, enjoy your life today. With the freedom and the grace and the goodness that I so offer you. And so when you read Paul's writings, sometimes we read it as Paul going like this, when all along Paul is saying, I used to be like that. That was my life. I was a Judaizer. I was killing Christians. I felt like so much pressure on my life that I had to be this overbearing, pompous theologian. I scrap it all. Because Jesus has given me freedom. And I don't want any church to be so overpowering and so overburdening that it just keeps heaping more pressure and guilt. But you got to do more. You got to say more. You got to give more and more and more and more pressure to the point where this is supposed to be enjoyable, but it's horrible. But you don't say that out loud. You don't say that out loud. But Christ came to say, no, you have enough pressure in your life. The last thing you need is to go to work or school all week long and sometimes feel like you're getting beat up and then come to church and get beat up again. Absolutely not. It is the freedom and the joy and the grace that God has given us. Let me just share with you a story. And I'll conclude with this. Back in the early middle 70s or whatever, I just really felt this call of God on my own life and wanted to get somewhat involved. I had no idea if I was going to be ministry or whatever. And I ended up preaching for this little church in Portland, Indiana, not too far from Fort Wayne, Indiana. It was a lovely group of people. I've talked to you about them in the past, about 100 people, a wonderful Midwestern American, lovely, down-to-earth, beautiful, wonderful people, kind, welcoming, and so forth. And I really knew nothing about Scripture. I mean, even though I grew up in the church all my life, as far as quoting Scripture goes and stuff, it was all a learning curve to me. But after being there for a year or so, and then having a great relationship, for almost 30 years afterward, Barb and I were always invited to go down and preach gospel meetings with them and be there. And over all those years, some 30 years later, I went down, I can't tell you how many funerals I preached. Several times I went down there to be with people just before they died. The majority of these people, men and women alike, belonged to that church since they were young. Many of them were now in their 80s and 90s, and they were dying. And as they were dying, and Barb and I went to minister to them, every single one of them said, "I sure hope I was good enough. I sure hope I did enough. I sure hope my good outweighed my bad. I sure hope God will be forgiving of me because I don't think I, and they all of their life never felt accepted by God. Never. Even though they went to church, Sunday school, 9:30, worship, 10:30, worship, 6:30, Wednesday, 7 o'clock, never miss, and at the end of their life, they had no idea if they were accepted by God. I want you to know, I want us to know, we are accepted by God because of Christ Jesus. And it is for freedom that he has set us free. Don't let yourselves be burdened by another yoke of slavery. He sets us free. And because of that freedom, there is tremendous responsibility in sharing a message that's not easily accepted. To live a life of grace is not easy. Sometimes it's easier. Here's your list of do's, here's your list of don'ts. But with grace, live it, embrace it, share it, be it, and others will come to Christ Jesus. The first New Testament book that was written was, don't let pressure take you away from the joy of belonging to Christ Jesus. Amen.